So now when Yashoda came for cooking or so many things, but today she was upset. Why I did so? And so she could not do anything. Her heart was with Krishna and body was there. So body alone cannot do anything. In the meantime, so many friends were some far away when Mother Yashoda was chastising Krishna. So being fearful, they were some far away. But when Mother Yashoda came, went away from there, left that place, all boys, Dham Siddham, especially Madhu Bangal and all, clapping hands and they came to Krishna. Oh, how tasteful. Again we will do like so. They were joking with Krishna and Krishna was also laughing, smiling, but tears were there. Black spots of tears here, there. But now he was laughing with them. He remembered one thing. Oh, I will have to fulfill the desire of Narada Rishi. Narada Rishi, very high class of devotee. And he has cursed the sons of Kuber, very rich person, wealthy person, at that time in whole world. Very beautiful looking. Aged, teenager, very beautiful they were. So, where there is wealth, there is something. What?
Proud.
Some proud. All kinds of bad habits and bad qualities comes. So he was drinking also. He was lusty. He cannot control. He could not control his lust. Always with girlfriends, naked. He was taking bath in any very beautiful Mansarovar and pond. Totally naked. Both. All the apsaras, angels, and he. But in the meantime, Narada came and he saw them. All the girls came out of water and took their garments. And very in shy way, they did pranam to Narada Rishi for far away. And they were hiding any trees, side of trees, but praying like this. And these two wicked persons, wealthy sons, were abusing Narada Rishi. Why he came in this way? There were so many ways. And he was also abusing the girls. Why you become like this? Let he come, no harm. But you should come and take bath with me and play. Narada Rishi told, where there is beauty, where there is wealth, where there is so much learning, and where there is
respectable family,
they cannot do bhajan. Never. Very rare, like Pandavas. Otherwise not. If you have so much money, you cannot be with me. Very dangerous. You cannot control your mind. If beauty, very hard to do bhajan. You will try to have some traps to have so many fishes. No? Understand? Oh, boy, girls,
boyfriends,
girlfriends, and this. Very lusty. And if you are taking birth in very high class of aristocratic family, then also all bad qualities will come. You'll associate with bad persons, you cannot control your mind. And if not anything, but you are wealthy, then you will invite all. If you are black, this here,
ugly looking,
but by money you can collect so many high class of
learned person,
and or you lady. Can tell them to serve in his company. No? So many beautiful girls you can collect. Everything by money, except bhakti, you can collect. So this is more dangerous. If you are not wealthy, then you can be controlled by anyone. But if you are wealthy, they were wealthy, coming in very high class of family, very beautiful. So they were doing like so. No care for their respected persons like Narad. Not fearing for their parents even. So Narad told, I will give you a lesson. I am powerful. No, I am not your father. I have some power, majestic power. He told them that you are like trees. You are not in sense now. You have become like trees, naked, and doing nonsense. So you should be tree. At once, no delay. And they were now feeling that, I'm going to be tree. And then they became so much humble and fell on the lotus feet of Narad. Narad told that, how now you are feeling? Oh, Prabhu, save us. In future, we will be very careful for this. We will not do it. Please save us. He told, what I have told, it will be
happen.
I have told that you should be tree, so you must be tree. But one thing, some
concession
that you will take birth in Gokul, where supreme personality of Lord is going to take birth there and play there. So he will touch you anyhow and you will be liberated and you will have high class of services. So the mercy and the chastising both are same of high class of devotee, because they have no
self-interest,
no dvesh,
no malice in their heart.
Malicing, nothing. They can quarrel, they can do, but they can never do any harm to anyone. Always merciful. So out of mercy, Narad told, they have not practiced any bhakti yoga, not surrendered, not offering, not archan, no naam, nothing. But out of mercy, this is called
causeless
mercy. Only high class of Vaishnava can do, not others can do. So Krishna was remembering that I must follow and I must make it true. So what he did? He told to his friends, we should try to play now. And we should take this mortar out of courtyard. So you should help. And also you should push.
Yes, I shall pull or you will push.
And they began. First they wanted to
untie.
So first Krishna wanted to untie, but his hands were not going there. Then at once Madhubanangal quickly came. Oh, I will do. And he began to try. But Subal could not tolerate that so much time. Oh, I will do. And Madhumangal and all boys began to quarrel each other that I will tie, but anyone could not tie, untie. Then, how can they? A sakharas, dasharas, they cannot untie. The tie of any vatsalya or madhur, they cannot. So, Krishna strictly took all the boys with him, and Krishna was pulling and all were pushing. Oh, just in front of the door of Nanda Baba palace, there were two trees, from root one, and after that they became two.
Twins.
So Krishna entered in the middle, not touched any tree, but the mortar who was like this, and Krishna was that side, and this was the side of the tree. And Krishna wanted to take it. So the tree was touched by mortar. So electric, like an electric pulse in iron or anything, Krishna mercy passed through rope to
mortar.
And through mortar they were touched and fell flat. Very much tremendous sound came. As if what happened, all Brajavasi ran towards that sound. Mother Yashoda saw. And she also ran. Nanda Baba was going to Brahmand Ghat to take bath. From there he also ran away to that. Oh, any perhaps big demon has come? How these trees were?
Fallen down.
Uprooted. No storm, no wind, nothing. Oh, it seems that any
demon
has come. All came. Yashoda saw for a distance. Oh, trees are uprooted. Our Krishna is in the midst of that, and so many boys are there. But luckily, the boy is saved. If he was under the tree and then died, then what? Oh, only his life was there, but she was like a tree. Like a
statue.
A statue she became. Nandamama came and he saw that my boy is here in the midst of trees. Narayan has saved it. And he quickly running and he came. And Krishna now, up till now he was playing with the boys. Very happy. Clapping and so many things. But when he saw Nanda Baba, he began to cry again. Very loudly weeping. No? Oh, Nanda Baba saw that he is bonded in
mortar.
And he came nearby and he took Krishna in his lap and was pacifying, caressing. And he more loudly weeping so much. Tears coming so much. Nanda Baba, what happened? If he was tied in, crushed in trees, then what? Who did it? He took from his pocket one very sweet laddu. And he was giving to Krishna. Krishna took it.
But could not eat.
But not eating.
Sobbing.
Very. Oh, Krishna weeping is also sweet. Because just smiling is sweet, but weeping more sweet. If he is in garment, pitambar and all, oh, very sweet. But more sweet when he is totally naked. He is very beautiful. But when he is covered with cow's foot,
dust,
oh, more beautiful. If he gives, anyone gives a black spot here or here, oh, so many. So he's looking, he's just smiling, he's going, everything is sweet. His mother is sweet, his brother is sweet, his gopis are sweet, his Jamuna river is sweet, all his flute is so sweet, everything sweet, sweet. No? So if you will be of Krishna, then you will also be very sweet. No? So you should try to be sweet, that Krishna can keep you with all to with him. Then, he was still weeping so much. Nand Baba, curiosity, told, who has done this? Lala, who has done this? But he was not able to speak. After some time, he told in the ear of Baba, Nand Baba, mother, very cruel. Very cruel. I will give him a blow. Oh, Krishna took his heart. Means don't. Oh, your mother is so much cruel that he bended you in this. He became very grave. Yashoda looking from there. Oh, Nand Baba today. He never used to be angry. Why? Shattam, Vishuddham, Vasudeva, Sabditam. Where Krishna lives, O Vishuddha Shatta, no anger, nothing there. So more than Vasudev Maharaj. Vasudev is called Shuddha Shatta, Vishuddha Shatta. And Nanda Baba, Yashodar, more. So many times, 100,000 times more. Then Nanda Baba, very grave, and anyhow he
untied
all these things. And he took Krishna and Baldev, or here. And he told them, let us, we go so, to take bath. Now it is so much time.
Late
for our dinner or what?
Lunch
and everything. But today there was no lunch ready. Who will make? All are engaged in this weeping. So no one was, not even servants, maid servant, gopi, anywhere not there. All were gathered here, assembled here. So Nand Baba became very angry and he took these boys and went to Brahmand Ghat nearby, took bath and he also
gave bath
to Krishna Baladev. And then he went to his cow shed. And very beautiful, very big odds. And Krishna, he took Krishna and Baldev, this side, that side, right side Baldev, left side
Krishna.
And then he began to milk. Oh, so much milk coming. He has some laddu. Now he gave laddu to, you should take laddu and then milk. And taking laddu and then he. Ghar, you know.
Sound is coming when you're making diet in the mouth.
Oh, very soon. Oh, they were satisfied both. And then he took them on his shoulder and returned back to his
drawing room.
No drawing room. In his palace. And there, anyhow, it became like evening. Not evening so much.
Afternoon.
But today, nothing. All were fasting. Now Yashoda came. Rani mother brought her anyhow. She was in palace. And she made something, Rani mother. Because Yashoda was unable to do. She was out of sense. All were upset. So anything he should make. But how he can bring Krishna in the life of Yashoda? And Yashoda was going to die just now. What to do? So he called the wife of Upananda, the elder brother of Nanda Baba. Oh, Nanda Baba cannot disobey Upananda wife because she was like mother. So she was called, and both taking Baldev, they went there where Krishna was in the lap of Nanda Baba. They told Krishna, oh, come on and be with your mother. Oh, I will not go. Oh, what you will eat? Oh, Baba will give him milk and
candy.
To whom you will play? Oh, I will play with Dau Bhaiya and
Baba.
Oh, where you will sleep? I will sleep with them. Anyhow, he was not ready to come to her mother. Then Rani mother told Baldev, oh, go and drag him, catch him and bring. So Baldev Prabhu naked, but very strong. He went to Krishna and he
grabbed him.
Grabbed him. But today Krishna was so
strong
that he
pushed him back
that he fell over. And looking towards Krishna.
How it becomes a powerful
person. Yes. Then both came, Upananda's wife and if your mother, you are not going, will you not go? No. Then if your mother dies without for your separation, then at once Krishna began to weep so much. Mother. She could not
tolerate
the separation of her mother, his mother. And mother. And he came in the lap of Rohini. And Rohini took Krishna and gave it in the lap of mother Yashoda. Up till now she was not weeping, but when Krishna came in her lap, she began to weep more loudly. Krishna more loudly, mother. And Nanda Baba Singh, he was melted. He was also weeping. All the gopis were weeping. Baldev also weeping. All began to weep. A pathetic scene came. And then Yashoda gave her
breast
milk in the mouth of Krishna. Now gradually she became in sense. And then Nanda Baba came. Oh, she is very cruel. Should I
beat her?
Oh, Krishna took his hand. No. And then Nanda Baba said, Baldev Prabhu and Krishna both seated in the lap of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba gave some
prasad
to them, and when they were full satisfied, then he took, he was not ready to take first. He told Krishna, oh, bring your mother. Mother was not coming. Krishna told that you should, Nanda Baba, you should bring. And just Krishna took the bell of mother and pulling. Anyhow, then she came and then very happily all took prasadam. And thus this pathetic Sen became Gaur Priman. Now you should return to your homes. Always remember the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Make some time for chanting and remembering the sweet times. Father, mother, guardian should also look after their children. They should try to give some time that they should chant, read, study, and also maintain their any doing job. Don't waste your times. Be always in the care of your guardians. If you are not in guardians, especially girls, they should be in the care of their guardians. Not if they are not like so, or they will be spoiled. No doubt. You will be weak. And if marriage, oh, okay. You should be with them and chant and remember, do job to maintain yourself and thus do bhajan. And for boys, they should be controlled. Always engaged in chanting, remembering, and also some maintenance they should do. Don't make wealth only for you. For whom? Who has given your birth? And especially or transcendental birth and given relation to
Krishna.
Oh, at least half you should do. If you cannot do fully, then something. Oh, 50% no hope. And not even you can do. Then 25%, 75% you should keep, and 25% to your, oh, that father. And try to, what? To preach, helping me to others, as I'm helped to others. You should help others. Distribute my books. They should read. You should read also. And thus, anyhow, oh, keeping your feet on the heads of problems. Anyhow, you should maintain your life and chant and remember. This world is not like a very happy. So much problems. Don't fear for problems. If no problems, no gain. You should try to be, and you should try to return your places, your homes, and chant and remember what I have told very strongly. And when any occasion comes, oh, you can meet me in Navadvip, in Vrindavan Parikrama, or I'm coming here, I will come very soon. In Western countries, in Vaisar, here, there, I will come. So, you should not be weak. You should think that Krishna is here always. My Gurudev is here. My Gurudev and Krishna is very strong. They will inspire us. Gaur Prema.
Mala, mala, mala.
तर्वो भिनेदु तं सर्वभूत